sound like some Viking music, don't it?
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go, gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go, let's go.
Shooting, lights out. Ladies and gentlemen, how y'all doing today? Hope you had a great, first and foremost, happy Memorial Day. Hope y'all are enjoying this day that we get to honor those who serve this country or currently serve this country. As my co-host is, he want to pop up on the screen, who did do some service in the military. So, sir, happy Memorial Day to you.
Well, thank you so much, Playmaker. I appreciate that. I hope you're having a good Memorial Day yourself.
Before we get started, what does this day mean to you?
It's a commemoration for those who actually made the ultimate sacrifice, like they to swear that you're going to protect the country, no matter when, no matter where, no matter how. Just to make that commitment is big enough. But when you actually do go into the theater, as they like to call it when we go to war, when you actually go into the theater and you put forth the sacrifice, that's another level. And then to die in the midst of when you're in the theater, that's a whole different level. And well, we have a day that commemorates veterans, and that's, of course, 5.5 months from now. But, you know, this day is commemorated toward those who really did make the ultimate sacrifice. And my heart, out of all the holidays in the season, this is when my heart is heaviest, because I have to understand that I made a commitment to this country. And I stand on the shoulders of those who actually made the ultimate sacrifice and died to actually have us all and me personally appreciate and live the liberties that I enjoy currently, and that unfortunately I think for most of us at times take for granted.
All right. Appreciate it. Victor is in the chat as him and the snow crew, they're getting ready to wrap up their show up on Snowman in the morning.
Oh, Victor. What's up, man? It's good to see you.
I hope y'all came prepared, because we got a lot to talk about. The weekend that was a basketball gave us a lot to talk about. And as you can see, my co-host is already starting to troll Snowman already.
Me? Troll? Anybody? How dare you? I will troll nobody.
This man wants to kill his own creation. That snowman continues to roll it. And in doing so, knowing that Snowman will actually quit the game of basketball in its entirety because of this.
Well, he won't quit the game of basketball. He may quit the NBA, but he ain't gonna quit the game of basketball. But let's put a petition right now. Let's sign it. Let's have a go from sea to shining sea. From the highest elevations to the deepest of valleys. I don't care if it's the Pacific Northwest, the West Coast, the East Coast, the Mid-Atlantic, the South, the Southeast, the Southwest, or the Midwest. Let's sign a petition right now. LeBron James needs to become a Golden State Warrior. LeBron James, a Warrior. We need to see it.
What is up with you and trying to get LeBron into the freaking Warriors uniform? Don't they got enough with Jimmy Butler, Steph Curry, and Draymond Green?
Well, you saw in the last series, the previous round, playoff Jimmy was neutralized. I mean, once the chef closed his kitchen for cooking, the Warriors couldn't do anything.
Not because it's capable of cooking. Oh, my goodness. I can't stand you right now.
What else? I mean, what else can I say it?
I can't stand you right now. Oh.
I mean, he was cooking for a quarter to half, and all of a sudden he pulled his hammy in the middle of the second quarter of game one. Jimmy did his thing the rest of that game, but did you hear or see anything from playoff Jimmy after that? No. So the chef said, okay, kitchen closed. And so was the Warriors season.
You know, I do not need to see that. I don't want to see that.
What do you mean you don't want to see that?
We already went to the Lakers. Let's go ahead and retire as a Laker and be done with it.
Oh, I'm with you on that. But, you know, since I think LeBron has this itch to want to play for another ring, the only place that would probably roll the red carpet out toward him to actually go on the team to do it would be the Warriors. Because the other 29 teams would probably laugh at him. No, 28 teams would probably laugh at him and say, no, you 41 in December. Quit. But no, the Warriors will take the tired, the old, the huddly masses, and those who have tread worn on their tires.
All right, let's go ahead and get to our first. What? I'm not going to entertain this. I'm not entertaining this. No.
What did I do, Playmaker? You asked me.
I'm not going to continue to entertain this whole LeBron to Golden State.
You asked me a question. I answered your question. What was the problem?
I ain't even asked a question. I just said, let's go ahead and retire as a Laker and be done with it. That's what I said. I ain't even asked. No. I ain't put no question behind it.
No, seriously, I'm with you. I really want him to retire because he has nothing else to prove. But we know come October, we're going to see his presence again for the 23rd year.
The man can still play, I mean.
Okay, the man can still play.
Can't deny that.
Okay, the man can still play, but unfortunately, the throng and the masses can't think.
And how you think they're going to have if he go to Golden State? Did you think about that?
Yeah, we'll be seeing less Lakers fans talking talking great about LeBron. They'll talk ill about him again.
But he'd be going to Golden State.
That's what I'm saying. The Lakers fan be talking ill about him again. Wouldn't that be great?
No.
Yes, that'd be wonderful.
You know why? Because now I got to deal with LeBron and Steph are teaming together. There's no way they can't lose a championship.
They can lose a championship. I mean, all of them. I mean, think about it. All Curry, Draymond, Jimmy Butler, and LeBron have to do is they could just simply go onto the court with their walkers and just paint handicap stickers on the paint at Chase Center. Because they'd be old fogies. Heck, I mean, Steve Kerr could come out of retirement and play with them.
No, I'm not. No. Mm-mm. Not happening. Nope. Not doing it. So with that being said, let's go ahead and get to what we need to get to.
Lord.
And as we go around the hardwood, the all NBA teams have been revealed. Mm-hmm. Your third team. Kate Cunningham of the Detroit Pistons, Tyrese Halliburton of the Indiana Pacers, James Harden of the LA Clippers, Carl Anthony Towns of the New York Knicks, and Jalen Williams of the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Hold on. I see a foul already. What is James Harden doing on an all-NBA team? I don't care if it's first, second, or third. That's a bunch of crap.
Are you looking at what he did in the playoffs, or are you looking at what he did in the season?
A combination of both. I mean, he really didn't contribute all that much. I mean, of course, I'm holding him to the 2016 to 19 standards. I know he had a decent season in the regular season, and that's what he does. I mean, from mid-October to mid-April, he's great. He probably not gives you now, what, 6 free throws a game instead of 10, like he did in his heyday? And he would give you maybe about, instead of maybe five step back threes a game, he'd probably give you two. But he did his thing again. Once the calendar turned to May, he went Houdini and disappeared on his team.
May is postseason, not regular season.
I get that. I don't think he was that. I don't think he was as spectacular as usual in the regular season either.
He got 13.
Sad. I mean, I'm looking at four studs and a dud.
Four studs and a dud.
Yes, Kay Cunningham is a stud in the making. We already, Carlton Towns. You saw what he did in the fourth quarter of last night's game. We'll talk about that later. Jalen Williams, when he wants to appear in the game, he actually is pretty solid with the Thunder. But he has to wake up. Son, your team is in Minneapolis. Wake up, son. And we see what Tyrese has done. I have something for Tyrese later. But, I mean, James Harden, come on, man.
All right. See, because I had a feeling you might go this route. So, James Harden during the regular season. 22.8 points per game, shooting 41% from the field, 35% from the three, giving you 5.8 rebounds a game, 8.7 assists a game, 1.5 steals a game. And, I mean, those numbers reflect 13.
Oh, that was a soccer, but it's not a soccer.
Let me continue on with the second team from breaking, because breaking news is happening in the WNBA.
James Harden.
Would you pay attention?
I am paying attention. I see James Harden on my screen. F James Harden.
If you're paying attention, I'll finish sitting here. So let me get to the second and first team, because we got breaking news out of the WNBA, which I want to get to.
Get to the second and first team.
Second team, Jalen Brunson, Steph Curry, Anthony Edwards, LeBron James, and Evan Mobley is your second team.
Oh, okay. Well, two studs and three cripples. That's nice.
three cripples?
Well, I mean, did we see Evan Mobley really in the playoffs this year?
Wow.
LeBron James, he looked like he was healthy, and all of a sudden after the Lakers got eliminated, oh, my MCL. And then we got Stephen Curry, who unfortunately, in the middle of the game, in game one of last round, he pulled his hammy. So, yeah, two studs and three cripples. Because, I mean, Anthony Edwards and Jalen Brunson, they're both closers for their respective teams.
You is on
Evan, you should have been on the team, son. They looked horrible. Come on now. The Cavs needed you. Where were you, son?
And then the first team, maybe he don't destroy this one. Giannis Antetokounmpo, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the MVP of the 2024-2025 season. Nikola Jokic, Donovan Mitchell, and Jason Tatum.
Okay. Well,
now that I said that he's going to kill Jason Tatum, I already know.
I'm going to talk about Jason Tatum, but I'm not going to kill him. Prayers out to you, man, because you were cooking when you messed up your Achilles, man. So, praise to you. I hope you heal up. I want to see you on the court next year. Unfortunately, I don't think we will.
I think he had 42 before that happened.
He did. He had 42. I mean, the dude was rocking and cooking in the garden. So, yeah, I hope it heals up quick. I want to see you on the court next year, but I now I'm having my mind you probably won't be on the court until October 2026, and I want to see you sooner, but heal up. Look, Nikola, you the man, bro. You're the best player in the game to me. Shai, congratulations on getting the MVP. It's well deserved. You're the man this year. Giannis, the best thing you did this year was get Tyrese Halliburton's dad banned from watching Pacers games in the arena. That's the best thing you did this year.
That's very disrespectful.
Okay, I'm sorry. He did have a couple of triple doubles when Damian Lillard was out for a minute. But still, the best thing you did this season was
get that man had no type of help.
But the best thing you did this year was get John Halliburton kicked out for watching NBA games, and Donovan Mitchell.
Here's the one he's gonna kill.
Nah. And boom! Ready? And boom! Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, that is the sound of Donovan Mitchell's career. If he could not take a 64-win NBA team to the conference finals, let alone the NBA finals, he needs to retire now. Rest in peace, Mr. Donovan Mitchell. Rest in peace, Donovan. What a wonderful career it was. I feel for you, Donovan. I mean, come on, man.
You was very disrespectful today.
When you, I'm not being disrespectful.
You gave it on Memorial Day. He gave his man the military.
Yes, I played taps with Donovan Mitchell's career. Yes, I did.
You very disrespectful right now.
Yes, I did.
Very, very disrespectful.
Come on. The Cavs won 64 games. They should have been in the finals. Why weren't they in the conference finals, let alone the finals, with that team? And then they get skunked 4-1 to the Pacers. Now, I'm not saying that the Pacers are whack. I'm just saying that that performance was off. And don't give me the, the Cavs was injured. They were spanking the Heat. The series of four. Don't give me that, they were injured crap. They should have boat raced the Pacers. They should be in the finals right now playing the Knicks. But no. Donovan Mitchell decides to play 3 good quarters and decides to take the fourth quarter off.
You are very disrespectful. Snowman.
I'm very truthful.
Snowman, you might want to stick around because when I talk to MBB, I got some news for you. Some very important news for you.
I'm very truthful, but congratulations to all of you.
I didn't say you was lying. I just said you being disrespectful.
Thank you. That's all I care about. Now, if I was lying,
I'm just saying you didn't have to go to that extent. You didn't have to be that disrespectful about it. Jeez. On Memorial Day, you gave him that. Like, really? That is very disrespectful.
He said, but you said the key words. You not lying, exactly.
Hey, you say you're lying, but the man's career ain't over though.
I'm just saying
his career ain't dead.
I'm just saying if you can't take a 64 win team to the conference finals, let alone the NBA finals, come on now. Come on. You had home court at least throughout the whole Eastern Conference.
Which is
and
true.
you can only manage one win in the conference semifinals?
One. Yes, one.
And it was a great performance too. I mean, he was the one who stunted and showed out in that one win they had game 3 in Indy, where basically he put the team on his back and just stomped the Pacers. But
that's not. You have four
of the fourth quarters. Well, okay, scratch game 4. You had 3 of the fourth quarters where you could have shined and your team was looking for you. Where were you, son? Because you had leads in all 3 of them. Where were you, son?
Man. That's how we're going to close this set now.
I don't understand why you think I'm being disrespectful. I'm being truthful.
He's on one today.
If you can't, if a player can't take, and I said the same thing about James Harden 7 years prior. Dude had a 65-win team, could not take it to the finals because all he wanted to do was brick, step back, travel, and disappear. Brum, 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 to his career, too. And it's been dead for at least 10 years.
We're going to take a break because I need to get to this news from the WNBA.
Give me some more positive news.
This ain't positive, but we'll be back.
Join the transporter to Hades.
Your butt and gut becomes one.
Join the reformer of hooker whores.
This is my daughter, Placenta Booty Johnson.
Join the bronze god.
whenever you are in distress, mm-hmm. take off your baseball cap and throw it in the air.
Join your very own superhero of broadcasting, Chris Bass.
So whatever color crayon they get, they palm it and do two circles, and that translates to, I can beat up black people.
As she takes you through the week's paces in Baseline. Live every Saturday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, 5... No, Pacific Time Zone people, just stay asleep when this is on live and just catch the recording. Oh, I'm sorry. Exclusively on the Chris Bass YouTube channel.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Into the Net FC.
Kylian Mbappe just all of a sudden finally understood his role, and I think he finally understood that everything Kylian Mbappe has accomplished already, you know, there is still a hell of a lot waiting for him in the future. Kylian Mbappe is only 24 years old. He has accomplished so much, and you know what? Kylian Mbappe has not even reached his prime.
Finally seeing, you know, the Marcus Rashford we have been hoping for such a long time, you know. But, you know, this game, you know, after everything Manchester United has been, you know, doing lately, you know, this was actually the ultimate test, you know, to see if Manchester United, you know, honestly was all of a sudden for real.
I explain this. The United States, maybe they have to suffer this loss as a lesson to learn to prepare for the future. Because 4 years from now, the World Cup is in not one, not two, but three countries. The United States of America, Canada, and Mexico. Into the Net FC is available on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube.
Get Mouse Entertainment with Paramount Plus. Stream new movies such as Mean Girls, Transformers Rise of the Beast, and Good Burger 2 with Paramount Plus. Stream live sports such as the UEFA Champions League, the NFL on CBS, the PGA Tour, and March Madness. Catch hit CBS shows such as Fire Country, Ghost, NCIS, and more. But also catch exclusive originals for Paramount Plus such as Special Ops Lioness, The Famous Stallones, the new streaming home, or Showtime. Watch Showtime original series and movies when you sign up with Paramount Plus with Showtime. Make it a fun action-packed adventure for the whole family and create kid-friendly profiles for the little ones. So much to stream with Paramount Plus, with over 45,000 full episodes from BET, CBS, Comedy Central, MTV, Nickelodeon, and more. Paramount Plus, Mount of Entertainment.
Join Ryan McCarthy.
I became a Jets fan because Kermit the Frog was my favorite Muppet because he was green and the Jets wore green. That's how I became a Jets fan.
And Dustin Henry.
ESPN is cashing all in on let's pay a few personalities and we'll just kind of fill in the gaps.
As they walk you through all of the world of sports from their perspective.
The Albany Empire, it's a literal circus.
No credentials required. Where, Ryan... say the tag.
Where you don't need a press pass to talk sports.
Every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central on YouTube and where you can find all podcasts.
Welcome back to Streaming Lights on this Memorial Day and breaking news, Cole Johnson.
Hit me. What's up?
Caitlin Clark to miss 2 weeks with a left quad strain.
Oh, the race is going to be upset. Oh, beautiful.
Just came.
Come on, rednecks. Who are you going to cheer for now?
Indiana Fever star Caitlin Clark will be out at least 2 weeks with the left quad strain, the team announced today. Further updates will be provided on Clark's following reevaluation, the team said. Wow. That is huge. All right. That's huge.
Okay, the trolling out the way. It sucks because, let's be completely honest, Caitlin Clark is the golden goose of the WNBA. And so whenever you have your golden goose out for any length of time, it sucks. And as injuries go, sometimes they could be not as long, sometimes it could be longer. So let's hope that, you know, she can heal up and get back on the court as soon as possible. This is a blow. Now to those who had a reason to watch WNBA games, but now you won't until mid-June. Good. Leave. And don't come back unless you're going to learn the players that actually run this league and appreciate the brand of basketball they play. Leave Kaitlin alone, please.
This marks the first regular season games Kaitlin Clark will miss in her young career. And they got a game coming up on Wednesday, but man.
That's a blow.
This is big news here. Kaitlin Clark, left quad strain, out for at least 2 weeks. As the Indiana FIBA announced today, all days today, the biggest name in the WNBA to miss
at least 2 weeks. Wow.
At least 2 weeks of game action. That's why I was trying to hurry up, get through the first time. I'm like, oh, guys, to get this in.
No, that's fine. I fully get it. But I still stand by what I said. Racist, get out.
So how would the Indiana Fever...
But you got a good point, Cool. They're probably rooting for Paige Beckers now. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
How would the Indiana Fever adjust without their superstar on the court going forward? And speaking of, if Snowman still listening, he's finally going to actually do a podcast on the Indiana Fever, and this is not the way I think he expected to start it.
I don't think he wants his first episode to be the way it's going to be. No. Unfortunately, this is what has going to result of it. Because this is going to be the biggest news of the year for the league. And that's sad to say that. That includes whoever hoists up the championship in October. It is that big.
The breaking news of the day, Kaitlin Clark out for at least 2 weeks.
Yeah, heal up, Kaitlin. Please heal up as quick as you can, girl.
We'll see how Stephanie White and Fever adjust without their superstar. And can they stay afloat during her absence?
Well,
with that being said,
we'll see if this team can actually play without her.
We did have action over the weekend, though.
Of course we did.
Let's go back to Friday, May 23rd, to begin it off. And
hold on.
Connecticut was so close. So close.
Why are you lying like that?
They was leading most of the game.
Okay, they can lead the game, but they took an
That's why I said they were so close.
But so far away.
So close.
But so far away. They were so far away.
And that person on the other side for the Minnesota Lynx, that woman there.
All you gotta do is say yes. Don't deny what you feel.
Lafisa Carter is on one.
She is a beast.
One of the season.
She is a beast. I love what she's doing. She's playing with focus. She wants us all to know. I'm the best player in this game. And I'm here to prove every single night that I am. I love that. I love players who want to prove that. Who go out on the court and do that.
11 boys, 3 assists, 3 steals, 3 blocks.
She cooking with grease, man. I mean,
she is on one. Lord have mercy.
This might be a season where we, no matter what A.G. Wilson does, we might see Nafisa get her first MVP.
She's on one. And A.G., she's coming for your crown. She's coming for it.
Yeah. A.G., you gotta be careful, man, girl, because, woo! Yeah. Yeah, she on fire.
So, and my co-host for Martin's Wrestling is
cool
in the chat.
What's up, brother? And thank you. I appreciate it, man.
He also says, great minds think alike.
Agreed. Agreed. And yes, you are a great mind. I appreciate that. Yes, sir. Oh, WNBA. You hear us talking. Do this. This ain't Caitlin Clark. Do this.
Yeah, like, there's, you can't deny what LaFisa Carr is doing in Oregon. You can't deny it.
You can't deny any of that. But see, you dummies, feature her. Please. There's more to this game and more to sport than Caitlin Clark. Feature this woman.
So, speaking of the woman she's chasing, the Las Vegas Aces, they escaped the Washington Misses 75-72 on Friday. Jackie Young came to the party with 25 points. That's 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. Yeah, exactly. You haven't heard that name in a minute, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. It's been a minute since I've heard her name. Jackie Young.
Jackie Young came to the party. AJ Wilson had her first worth game, 15 points, 12 boards on 5 of 13 shoot, 5 of 13 from the field. But hey, she still came out with a double-double.
That's right. Look, not all games from elite players are going to be letter on perfect. You know, there's going to be times where they're not going to have their best game. But what matters to them is what you see here. What did that final score read? And did I contribute enough to get us at least 1 point better than our opponent?
Washington's on the come up.
Yeah, they are a team that people are going to have to really watch out for.
Sonya Sinchon, the rookie from Notre Dame, 19 points in this game. The other rookie, Kiki Yin from USC, with 17 and 13 on the day. Like I said, Washington hit on their draft picks. I give them that. They hit on their draft picks.
Well, I mean, that's where it starts. You gotta be sound in the draft, and then you gotta make sure those draft picks actually land. And if they do, watch out. And so far, 2-2. I'll take that. I'll take that for a team that's rebuilding and on the come up.
Question for you.
Mm-hmm.
How do you like your revenge?
Sometimes I love it when I can just cross my arms and just watch someone hang themselves. But other times, revenge, as they say, is a dish best served cold.
That's what the Golden State Valkyries did when they went to L.A. to take on the Sparks.
And I knew that's what you wanted me to say.
82-73, payback. You beat them in their first ever game, and it was at their building. So they came to your building and said, we owe y'all one. And that's what they did.
Uh-oh, the Valkyries? Oh.
Carly Letty, 19 points, 7 for 10 from the field, 3 assists. Janelle Samu, 18 points, 8 rebounds. They gave the Spurs what they gave them in the opening night. And that's overcoming a DeRica Hamby 25-point game.
Mm-hmm.
So Golden State, they starting to roll. And I think they're starting to figure it out, even though they don't got no superstar to look at.
Oh, and while I'm at it, WNBA, feature her. I know we ain't talking about Aces no more, but feature this woman. More than Caitlin Clark. Feature this woman.
And then to close out Friday night.
Dockers are winning their first NBA game ever. A WNBA game ever.
Then to close out Friday night, the Seattle Storm says, wait a minute, y'all must have forgot about us. Skylar Diggins. She's no longer Skylar Diggins Smith.
Yeah, she dropped the Smith and the man who had that last name.
24 points, 14 assists.
And it's good to see her play like she used to. And I hate to say it like that. It's good to see her play like she used to.
But two steals and two blocks. Neka Ogumake, 24 points, 8 boards. That ain't gonna be the last. Ain't gonna be the last you're gonna hear her name on this episode. I can
old,
tell you
older sister of Chine. All right. Do your thing, NECA.
They handle business at home over the Phoenix Mercury. So now they are 2-1 along with the Mercury, but that was Friday. Mm-hmm. Saturday.
I'm with you, cool.
The defending champs took the trip to Gainbridge Fieldhouse to take on the Indiana Fever. 90 champs, 88 Fever.
Now, this is where I get to lay out and ask you this question. So you're a Liberty fan. Of course, they had their first big test when the Aces came into town. This is their first big road test. What was your takeaway with the Liberty in this game?
I'll take the W.
I'm still pissed off
about that third quarter.
I see you, bro, because that's exactly what I was hoping he was going to say. I think that's good for the Liberty. I think that's how they are. They're good with the dub, but they're going to circle that third quarter and say, we can't let teams back in games like this.
While you were grilling, I was watching my Liberty turn into the Boston Celtics in the third quarter.
Yeah, I was hoping you would say that, because that is spoken like a true analyst. The Liberty are going to say, we can't give the games away to teams to where we have to feverishly come back in the fourth quarter and win. Although it was successful here, there's going to be times where it won't be. And we may have the talent to pull it off, but we should have the mentality to not get into that position in the first place.
They were checking up threes. I'm like, why are we shooting threes?
Mm-hmm.
We ain't the Boston Celtics.
Well, I mean, you did say that.
And I'm pretty sure they were filming this stuff from the last game when they set their record against the Chicago Sky and hit 19 threes, and that was in Chicago, by the way.
I won't go there, but... But you got to give it up to your ladies. I mean, they showed heart. They battled because they were down going into the fourth quarter, and they came back and they pulled out the W on the road.
It was a 27-point turnaround from the Indiana Fever. They was down 15 in the first half to take a 12-point lead in the second half. And you see what we did in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
You see John Kerr on 26 points, 12 boards, 3 assists. Sabrina Nescu, she finally have a game that I can talk about. 23 points, 5 boards, and 4 assists. But you know what I'm going to go to? And I'm going to beat this drum because thank you, Kinetic Suns.
Oh, Lord. You about to – Son. Thank you. Son. You about to actually thank the Sun again? Okay, yes. Fine.
Because guess what? With the game on the line, guess who was on Caitlin Clark?
Yeah. I mean, you're gonna need that effort on both ends of the floor with so many different members of your team.
No, I said, guess who's on Caitlin Clark to close the game out? Natasha Cloud.
Yeah, you need all hands on deck. You're gonna need all hands on deck.
And guess what? Caitlin Clark couldn't even get a shot off.
And I think that's what the Liberty needs for this year. If you can get that type of intensity on defense, especially from Natasha Cloud, who wants to have a ring herself, yeah, the energy is going to permeate throughout the building.
So yes, I'm going to thank the Kinetic Suns yet again, because that's why we traded for Natasha Cloud. Oh, game on the line, we need to stop Natasha Cloud. You got the best player on the court.
And this man is not genuine in saying thank you to the Connecticut Sun.
I am genuine. What you mean?
You laughing at them fools. That's what you're doing.
I ain't telling them to break up their whole freaking team.
You did, but you laughing at them for doing it.
Because they want to be stupid.
Thank you. That's my point.
They want to be stupid, not me.
Well, I
can still generally thank them because they gave us a piece that we didn't know was available.
Oh no! I'm not saying you stupid at all. I'm just saying you trolling them.
No, I'm saying I'm being genuine too because that's a piece that we was missing. We don't have Elijah Laney for the season.
Yeah.
We don't have it for the and like I say this on y'all lucky we don't have Elijah Laney to team up with Natasha Cloud. That defense would have been stupid. Your point guard getting shut down by Natasha Cloud and your best wing player getting shut down by Elijah Laney Hamilton. What is you gonna do?
Oh no, cool.
You know what that tells me? Cool McCain either saw the game or he saw the clip.
Oh, no.
Cole Johnson didn't see it because
I was grilling. Oh, Lord. No, he did not say that Caitlin Clark went out like a pia pia. That's cold, bro. That's cold.
That's like what he said.
She was acting like a what? Pia pia. That's cold, bro. That's cold.
So, yes. Didn't like the third quarter. They didn't like the fact that they like the Boston Celtics.
No, but what I did see though, I saw a meme where Caitlin Clark was on the sideline, and she had this look that was similar to Screech from Saved by the Bell. I did see that. They're like, you can't unsee this. One side was Caitlin Clark, the other side was Dustin Diamond.
So yes, I would take the dub, but I'm not pleased with the performance.
Nor should you be. And the reason being, the Fever are not as good as the Liberty right now. They're not as good. They're talented. And given what you saw in the third quarter, if the Liberty take the night off, they could take that L.
But I will say this. Are you so-called Fever fans? Are y'all going to pay attention to Aaliyah Boston now?
You got to.
Because Aaliyah Boston had 27 points.
You got to, because she's now the best player on the team now and will be for a good minute. And probably be the most important member of your team even when Caitlin Clark comes back.
27-13 from Aaliyah Boston, 12-19 shooting.
And you need all of that. And in this game, that wasn't enough, but you need that type of performance from her for the Fever to actually stand a chance of doing anything in the playoffs this year, Caitlin Clark or not.
So y'all might want to pay attention to Leo Boston.
Yeah.
And then Cool McCain, your Atlanta Dream, took on the Dallas Wings on Saturday. 83-75. Alicia Gray. I think Alicia Gray is trying to get to that next level. 27 points. 5 boards, 6 assists, 3 blocks.
If she has the green light to do that, I believe she will get to the next level. Because I think the Dream has a good team, good enough team to where Alicia doesn't. Well, although this actually would almost prove what I'm about to say to be wrong, but it's a necessary thing or a have to thing. Alicia Gray doesn't have to be everything for this team. She could take care of the biggest part of the role, which is basically to give their team hope that they can win games with her all-around performance. But she doesn't have to be miss everything for them, because they actually have some pieces that can help her out.
Good game from Alicia Gray. Wayne Howard had a subpar game. 9 points, 2-for-12 on the field.
And it makes me smile to see any Dallas team taking.
Yeah, I knew you was going to say that.
F Dallas.
That was Saturday. What happened yesterday in the W? Well, we had 4 more games in the W. And Atlanta had to play a back-to-back. And they steamrolled the aforementioned Connecticut Sun.
Go ahead. Thank the Sun again. Go ahead and thank the Sun again.
Cool can take the Sun on this one. That's his team. Who steamrolled him this time. Now, Coffee, 18 points. Alicia Gray, 18 points. combined 18 rebounds and 7 assists.
See, it's, this is what I'm talking about right here. This is what I'm talking about. If the supporting cast around Alicia Gray can come to play along with her, the Dream is going to be a problem. Double, especially if Alicia Gray is going to actually take that mental step up and say, I'm one of the top five players in the WNBA. If she's willing to do that, we're going to see a Dream squad that we haven't seen really ever. And I think it's going to be good for the league to have that type of talent surround her in lifting up the Dream.
They are 0-4, the Kinetic Slam. 0-3 is the Chicago Sky after they took a 91-78 L to the LA Sparks.
Oh, Kelsey Plum.
28 points, 9 for 18 from the field, 6 for 10 from 3-point range, but 8 assists.
Let me stop lusting. All right, if the Sparks are going to go anywhere, they need to have Kelsey be like this every game. They got to call on her every game to be like this.
Azu Stevenson also joined the party with 24 points, 8 boards, 3 assists, and 2 steals. Chicago is just... Speaking of injuries, Haley Van Lee has an ankle sprain, so that's why she didn't get any action.
That sucks.
Speaking of injuries.
Wow.
Angel Reese actually had a decent game. Thank you, Angel. 5 for 11 from the field. 13 points, 12 rebounds.
You stole the answer that I was going to ask. Because I was going to say, did she at least shoot 50% from the field? But you said that. No.
She didn't shoot 50% from the field.
But that's only better because, than most.
But that's only because she took that 1-3 that she didn't hit.
Will somebody stop having her shoot threes? She needs to focus on that post. And then have her work on a mid-range. Oh, my gosh, man. Appreciate that lookout, Cool. I will, bro.
So, the Sky has winless. The Wings are winless. And the Kinetic Suns are winless.
Well, I hate for the Sun to be winless. I hate for the Sky to be winless. The Wings...
Told you he was on one.
What do you mean I'm on one? I'm telling people to feature some of the best players in WBA. That's not Caitlin Clark.
But you're laughing at the Dallas Wings hysterically.
Yeah, because they're winless. And they're from Dallas. And we all know Dallas sucks.
But after starting 2-0, the Washington Mystics dropped their last three, including yesterday in Phoenix to the Mercury.
Well, they run into some tough competition. I think that's unfortunately why they're now 2-3.
Not the best game for the Phoenix Mercury, but they kept them lit up.
Like what you said about your Liberty earlier, this is a similar type of game for the Mercury. They're happy with the dub. They ain't liking they only scored 13 points in the first and 14 in the third. But I'm sure they're extremely happy, though. They held the Mystics 7 in the second.
So, the Mercury 3-1. Yeah. Mercury 3-1 on the season. And the aforementioned Asia Wilson, probably the worst game she has had that I can recall. As they took a 102-82 ass whooping at the hands of the Storm. who gave Jewel Loyal very deserved welcome back to Seattle moment. Neka Agumake. I told y'all gonna hear that name again.
The Storm came out roaring. Oh, Lord, that burst 34 in the first. Whoa, man, Aza didn't say any chance that game. Jeez,
Neka Agumake, 23 points, 8 boards, 6 assists. And guess who she was directly across from?
The reigning defending MVP.
15 points. 5 for 11 from the field. 5 boards, 4 assists for the one Asia Wilson.
Now that is a horrible game for her. that's a decent game for most. And I do mean decent for most. But that's a horrible game for Asian. I don't think we'll see too many of those this year.
NECA sent a message like, y'all ain't been going to forget about me.
I must have forgot. Yeah. Yeah.
At the expense of Asia Wilson, out of all people.
And NECA and Queen McKay, yeah. That, yeah. She and Sinead, they both can ball. They both know their ball. There's no question about that. And if we can see her and Skylar Diggins, and it looks like they may have to take turns doing this, but pull the wagon for the storm, I think we'll be talking about them in September.
And speaking of Drew Aloy, 14 points, 4 for 15 shooting, 3 for 8 from three-point range. Not a great return for the Gold Mamba.
Well, look, just from the NBA standpoint, as a Rockets fan, I saw many a game in Seattle. And I know they get amped for the women, too. That's just how they are. They are a sports-grade city, and they love basketball. Seattle is a very tough place to play for any team. And when whoever they root for give them an opportunity to just simply roar, the crowd themselves can take you out of a game.
So this was the weekend of the WNBA. Now we got games. No games today. All the ladies are taking the day off.
Taking the day off today. All right.
We'll get back up tomorrow, and the first game tomorrow is probably the game that most people have been tuning in for all the wrong reasons, if they could tune into it.
Lord. The Wings and the Sun.
Oh. The 0-4 Dallas Wings are in Connecticut to take on the 0-4 Connecticut Suns.
Come on, son.
Somebody got to win a game.
Come on, son. Pull it out. Pull it out, son. Beat down the Wings. Don't have them come to your building and get a W. Beat them down.
Somebody got to get a W. And then the newest special team to go to State Valkyries, they take a trip to Brooklyn to meet the Chimps.
Valkyries, I know that you've had a really good start, but unfortunately, Chance is going to show you how it's done.
So the Chimps get to introduce themselves to the new team. Oh, and it's the return of Katie Thornton. I'm pretty sure we're looking forward to seeing her in purple.
Yeah.
The Storm has been on a roll, but they ain't undefeated like the Minnesota Lynx in the Twin Cities, so.
Mm-hmm.
NECA, she did a number of Asia. Now she get to deal with the Feast of Collier. This should be fun.
Well, I mean, this is the way I look at it. To me, it looks like the most surprising team right now is the Storm. The team that is the quietest and being dominant is the Lynx. And I think the Nafisa Collier, I'm approved to you that I'm the best player in the league tour. I think that's going to continue, but this is a good game, though. This is a real good game.
Cool McCain's favorite team against Cool McCain's. How can I put this?
Joystick Rizzo.
Yeah, that one. When the Atlanta Dream had the LA take on the Sparks.
Hey, cool watch this game. And the joystick will stand at attention the whole while, and I ain't going to blame him. And I salute him for that. Go ahead, sir. I salute him, and I salute his joystick. Go ahead, sir.
Alicia Gray, Kelsey Plum. That's going to be a good matchup.
And I think this is a really good test for Alicia Gray. I think she needs to have she needs to have that battle within a battle. And I think with Kelsey Plum, she will have that. And it's a good way that she can measure herself in her ascension. And I think she could do some. I think she could do some things out in the West Coast.
I'm looking forward to that one. And then Chicago's trying to get a dub, but they got to go to the desert. They do it.
Well, I feel for the Sky. I don't know if they. I'm trying to find the right words to put together. I don't know if they know what they're doing, and I'm talking about the coaching staff along with the players. And it's painful to watch. It's painful to watch them take the court because it's like they all have no clue whether they're on the court or on the sideline. And you can't have that type of clueless understanding of the game with an up-and-coming team with two studs on it. And when I mean studs, I mean wonderful players like the Mercury have.
Yeah. Now see how Angel Reese deals with the duo of Alicia Thomas and Satu Sabally, because that's going to be... This could get physical.
Yeah, and I won't be surprised. I would not be surprised if this guy come out on the very long short end of this stick. Not rooting for it, but I wouldn't be surprised.
That is Tuesday's lineup. You got five games out there. All the ladies take today off and relax and get their bodies together for another run. And then we go to Wednesday. Mm-hmm. One game. Unfortunately, we will not be seeing Caitlin Clark in this one, as the Fever take the trip to the DC to take on the Mystics. Mm-hmm. First early look of the Fever without Caitlin Clark. And it is against an up-and-coming Mystics team who both rookies and Centron and Infant show they belong.
I want to see what the Mystics can do against a team that they're on the come up. And I think the Mystics think they're on that same upward trajectory as the Fever are. I want to see how the Mystics take this game. You got someone that you think that's probably on par talent-wise with you. They're coming to your building. They're coming into D.C. I want to see how they handle that, because that will tell us how far the Mystics can go, at least this year, and how far the lessons still they will have to learn if, well, they come and they put forth a dud on the floor. And yes, they're aided by the fact that Caitlin Clark's injured, but I still would, as the Mystics, take this game very seriously.
NBA TV, that's your next televised game for the WBA Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And then we go to Thursday. Mm-hmm. We run it back between the Valkyrie and the Liberty.
So the Liberty and the Valkyrie are playing two games in New York this week.
Yes.
Interesting.
So we'll see how the Valkyries, what they learned from game one to game two. Mm-hmm. And then on Prime Video, just in case the Connecticut Suns do Cole Johnson a solid and actually beat the Dallas ring.
Yes.
Then this will be a battle for teams who are trying to get their first win in Chicago.
Sky, like the Sun, put this team down. Look at them as 15 old yellers and put them out the pasture.
Dallas is winning this game.
Get your act together. Learn how to play the game by the time you have this ragamuffin bunch coming into the Windy City.
This might actually be the Paige Beckers game.
Put them down. You see Dallas... You see the D-A-L-L-A-S, they need to take a butt whooping.
Your biasness is so clouding your judgment here. Yes, your biasness is so clouding your judgment. You see a Chicago squad. You see how. And you just said it not too long ago.
They're horrible. Yes, I know. But they better get their act together and put this team down.
You know darn well Dallas is going to win this game. This might be the Paige Beckers game. This might be the game that you've been waiting for. It might actually happen against Angel Reese out of all people.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, it doesn't help Angel Reese at all, by the way.
No, it doesn't. Okay, all right, analyst hat on. The Wings should win this game. They should. They're the more cohesive and talented team. All right, analyst hat on, fan hat on. They from Dallas. They need to get big. They need to get their butts whooped. Bad. I want to see this team 0-44.
That ain't happening. I can tell you that.
I know it's not happening, but I'm rooting for it.
They winning against Connecticut or Chicago. They winning one of them games. They need to lose them both.
They might, but yeah. I'm rooting for the Dallas Wings, 0-44.
Dallas Wings lose both of these games, I will personally message Megan Price and say, I don't care what day you need, just go ahead and vent your frustration, because there's no way in the world the Dallas Wings should be 0-6 to start the season.
And when you do, give me that invite. I don't have to be on camera. Give me that invite. I want to see Megan tear into the Wings, because I'll be smiling.
They better not start 0-6. They better not start 0-6. Oh my God. You're going against two teams that can't win a game either. One team blew their whole team up doing it all season. The other team, you just hold coach and say they don't know what the hell they're doing.
They don't. I mean, you have a post-player injuries. You have a backcourt dynamo in Van Lith, but they have no idea what to do with the team. Really?
And you have another post-player in Camila Cardoso.
And you have another post player.
I don't know where she disappeared to.
So to me, that would I think you've seen enough basketball as have I. To me, if you have two players at the post, that means you got to lead with physicality. You got to lead with that, because that is what you believe is going to take you beyond whatever. But they want to basically act like they're the Boston Celtics to just chunk up threes. Wow, that makes no sense to me.
It don't. So those are your upcoming games in the WNBA.
In WNBA, bring them back. Houston Comets, bring them back now.
So you gonna have a snowman moment right now? Is that what we're doing?
Bring them back now. The first 4 years, this was your champion, and you phased them out. Bring them back.
Everything Boston. I love you, you morons. You kiss on the block. New edition.
Dear whatever the law firm is. Sincerely, the U.S. Supreme Court.
Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, go f*** yourself again, Jason.
In a world where chronicles of the past are brought to the streams, whether the content is relatable or completely beyond your realm of life, there is no shadow of a doubt that this show is absolutely full of shenanigans. Get ready for
D. Willy in the Evening
this Sunday at 10:05 p.m. Eastern,
exclusively on Sertoba Media, where the struggle is real to be awesome.
Shop hats and official sports gear at Lids. Lids is the leader and number one destination for hats, gear, and everything that moves you, making it the perfect shop for fans to find official sports hats, merchandise, and gear. Represent your team, your town, and your style with a snapback adjustable fitted hat or beanie from thousands of college and pro teams. Browse the very latest sports jerseys and t-shirts from the best teams out there. Lids has officially licensed professional and college sport team apparel and hats featuring the hottest brands and trends. Shop online or visit one of the 100 stores across the country.
Welcome back on this Memorial Day Shooting Lights Out edition. Ooh, now, here we go. Just when you thought things were going one way, game threes took place.
And for both series, man.
But before we get to those game three, we got to go back to game two of the Eastern Conference Finals. After the Knicks decided to blow a 14-point lead with like 3 minutes to go in game one.
Was it what? Yeah, I think it was 14. Yeah, it was 14.
The Pacers doubled down. The Pacers doubled down on a Madison Square victorious lap. 114-109. Pascal Siakam, 39 points.
That is what the Pacers need more of. They need to have him have that type of presence.
39 points. Jalen Brunson, Karl-Anthony Towns in foul trouble. They both get benched. And it's up in arms in New York. The Pacers are up 2-0. The wall is closing in on the orange and blue sky. Stephen A. is losing his mind. He needs Pepto-Bismol. He needs everything because he's in pain after the Knicks blow both games and MSG.
Yeah, and a close friend of ours was also in pain. Although I'll give him mad credit. He's very confident because he said to us Knicks in six.
And then the game three happened. The New York Knicks down 20. Come back with the help of Karl-Anthony Towns, who scored 20 in the fourth quarter. So yes, now, through quarters one through three, he only had 4 points.
Now, where has this Karl-Anthony Towns been?
But in the fourth quarter, Karl-Anthony Towns showed up and showed out. Jalen Brunson gave you 23, but he was in foul trouble again. I don't like that fifth call. That fifth call should have been an offensive foul on Andrew Nembhard, and I'm sticking with that.
Oh, Lord.
The man, he initiated the contact. They put it on Brunson, though. But the Knicks overcome another 20-point deficit.
They're third in the playoffs.
And then, ladies and gentlemen, now the series is 2-1 now. No lead is safe in 2025.
Well, no lead is definitely no lead is safe in this series.
6 20-plus point comeback in these playoffs, the most in a single postseason.
No lead is safe in this particular series. No lead is not safe.
Go back to April 21st, basically a month ago, when the Thunder overcame a 29-point deficit in game three against the Memphis Grizzlies, and that's when you knew that series is done. That's the game where Ja Morant got hurt just before the half.
Mm-hmm.
And that game flipped from that point forward. April 29th, the Pacers overcome a 20-point deficit against the Milwaukee Bucks. That was the game winning. That was the game series clincher one in game five. The Knicks overcame a 20-point deficit in game one against the Boston Celtics. Then the day after, May 6th, the Pacers overcame a 20-point deficit in game two against the Cleveland Cavaliers, which is the game that Cole Jones was referring to earlier in the program.
Mm-hmm.
And then the following day after that, May 7th, the Knicks decided to do to the Boston Celtics yet again to overcome a 20-point deficit. And then last night, the Knicks overcome a 20-point deficit to defeat the Indiana Pacers. 6 20-plus come-from-behind victories in this postseason.
A public service announcement for Knicks fan. When you're on TV and there is a microphone shoved in your mouth, please refrain from saying three words. Suck my... The rest of America does not need to see how unhinged, how crazy, and how all of you need to buy the farm, all of you are. Stop saying suck my... please. Open service announcement. From shooting.
All right, come back on the screen, cuz The Cardiac Knicks, as I'm calling them now. 3 20-point come from behind victories.
Oh, all of them on the road. All of them on the road.
First team in NBA history to overcome 20-point deficit in back-to-back games, but it was against the Boston Celtics. Mm-hmm. The most 20-point come from behind victories in a single postseason, 3. And as Cole mentioned, all on the freaking road.
This team seems to play better on the road, or at least they seem to be more focused on the road than they are at home. And it might be me. I might be looking at it wrong, but I mean, in the first round when they had the chance to actually do a legitimate sweep with the Pistons, they had a lackluster game 5, but they seemed to be locked in and focused in games 3, 4, and 6 in Detroit. And outside of game 5, of course, in the last series, they seem to really be locked down in games 1 and 2 in Boston. And the only good game they really played in the MSG was game 6. Game 4 was basically your best game of the series. And here, in this series, they've had double-digit leads and they've cuffed them away. And now they get into a 20-point deficit. And they play the most inspired ball all season. I don't know what to make of this team.
Oh. Tom Thibodeau actually played his bench. He played 9 guys.
Now, I think that is what Tibbs had to learn. I think he had to see that on the other side of the ledger, the Pacers are deep. And Rick Carlisle, the head coach of the Pacers, he's unafraid to use his bench. He's unafraid to use the whole entire bench. And I think Tibbs had to finally understand, oh, wait a minute. I can't just go 6 even. I can't go 6, maybe 7 deep. I'll probably have to go even deeper. Kudos to Tibbs for making that adjustment.
But I also didn't help when your two star players in foul trouble in the first freaking half.
And I think that actually helped the team out. And I think it should motivate. Well, it definitely motivated Carl Anthony Towns in that particular game. It should motivate Brunson going forward because he should have seen his team without him on the floor actually do damage.
Oh, he was playing good with him on the bench.
And actually saw into that lead and actually take the lead with him on the bench. That should motivate Brunson to step his game up and say, okay, wait a minute. I can't be all in the doldrums saying, well, I'm rendering ineffective because of the fourth quarter, the Pacers coming after me because they pretty much know that I am a defensive liability.
2-1.
And they're catching him sulking.
2-1 Pacers because the Knicks decided to get on the freaking board.
And remember, Knicks fan, stop saying, suck my, we don't want it.
Game 4 is tomorrow. And speaking of game 4, Mr. Halliburton is officially allowed back into the building.
John Halliburton, congratulations.
He will be in the building. He will be in the suite, but he'll be in the building for game 4 tomorrow.
Oh, so he won't be on the floor. Okay.
Nope. He'll be in the suite.
Okay, smart of the Pacers to do that. That's real smart of the Pacers to do that. Oh, and John, tell your son no snow bunnies.
He's dating one. What you mean?
No snow bunnies. Don't be lining them up and hitting all the juice boxes one by one. No snow bunnies. Don't ski all the slopes. Just pick one and ski down it. No snow bunnies.
Cole Johnson is the only person that I know will bring something that's not even part of the sport and fit it in some type of way.
And here's how it fits in. You know how you were, how focused you were at the end of game 1 and how into diming your players in game 2? Where were you in the second half of game 3? You were great in the first half. Where were we in the second half? You had that 20-point lead about 3-4 minutes left to go in the second quarter. You were fantasizing, which Sloban going to ski down next? And your mind went to ski sloping. And no, I ain't talking about going down mountains. You know what I'm talking about going down. No snow bunnies, Halliburton. No snow bunnies. I think I might need a redhead. No snow bunnies, Halliburton. Focus on the game, son. You've got 6 more wins that you need to bring your team to the promised land left.
Oh, my God. The fact that Cooley decided to comment on that one when you talking about no snow bunnies is just perfect.
It is. It is. I love it.
It's, I might need a redhead. Oh, my God.
Focus on the game, Halliburton. Not them chicks. Not them white chicks. And no, I'm not talking about Marlon and Sean Wayans neither.
I got a feeling this ain't the last time we're going to be hearing about chicks, because we're going over to the Western Conference Finals. And the Thunder, they defend the home court. They take a 2-0 series lead. The series shifts to Minnesota, and this happened.
An APB is being put out on Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. An all-points bulletin is being put out for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. You need to leave Oklahoma City. You do much damage there, but your team needs you in the Twin Cities. Once again, leave Oklahoma City and your 2025 Kia Most Valuable Player Award and join your team in the Twin Cities. They need you. Go there now.
This is an all-points bulletin from Shooting Lights Out.
The beatdown by the Timberwolves.
It was a severe beatdown. They returned the 2 beatdowns that they received in Oklahoma City. And you see what they did in the third quarter, even with a double digit lead.
They scored over 30 points in every
quarter.
Single quarter.
But you heard analysts say, you know, OKC, listen, they turned up the heat in the third quarter. And yeah, they got boat and yes, the Timberwolves got boat raced in both third quarters. To me, that's the key. The fact that they still outscored the Thunder in the third quarter. And they were up by at least 20.
They were up by 30.
No. Well, they probably were up by 30. But I mean, going into the third quarter. But
I'm saying that's because they was already up 20 after one, and they won the second quarter. 31-point. They had a 31-point lead at halftime.
And they wanted to put their foot on their necks. That's what you're supposed to do. And when you have a team down, keep them down. Believe that they could come back and win the game, even if you have an insurmountable lead on them. So the Timberwolves picked the right time to play the best game of their season.
30 points for Ant-Man, 9 boys, 6 assists. Julius Randle put in 24, 4 boys, and 3 assists. 7 Timberwolves scored in double figures. That means everybody was getting some.
And speaking of getting some, Anthony Edwards. No new hoes, son.
I knew it.
When my partner says get some, he's talking about get buckets. Not get trim. Not get juice boxes. Not get a new case where you have to say to somebody, get an abortion. No. No new hoes, son. No new hoes. Cool says, the Apex Predator had a great night before the game. He got them Tiger Woo powers. No new hoes, Ant.
Now here's the part where I get nervous.
Why? I mean, you saw a wonderful game performed by the Timberwolves. I think I think they have to come with the force of, we saw what you did, OKC. We still owe you another butt whooping, and we're hearing from everybody that you're the better team. We don't believe it. They have to come with that energy, and hopefully they do. But I think I know where you're about to go with this. You're nervous, Park.
Game four is tonight, 8:30 ESPN.
And it is a holiday.
And when I say tonight, what is today?
Today is Memorial Day, so it's a holiday.
Oh, my gosh.
So, we might see repeat performance.
Okay, so you took your ass open on Saturday.
Yeah, we might see a repeat performance. But
and can you not get your ass whipped tonight, please?
We might see a repeat performance, but Edwards, we didn't want to see repeat performance in that hotel room. No new hoes. Put that Apex Predator tag down for a while. You can plow through many juice boxes when the season's over. Now let's focus on the court. No new hoes.
The man coming off a 30-point game, and that's what you want to focus on?
He had a wonderful game.
But that's what you want to focus on, though.
He had a wonderful game, but when he was...
That man showed up for his job.
He showed up for his job, but in game one, he no-showed in the fourth quarter. Because he was thinking about a bad piece of trim he had.
That man is coming off a 30-point performance. Matter of fact, back-to-back 30-point performance at that.
Well, if he had to make up for game one.
But yet, instead of focusing on OKC, who got destroyed by 41 points, the focus on Anthony Edwards, what he does off the court.
I focused on SGA. He was MIA in this game.
That's the only person you talked about. I said OKC. Yeah, they collectively got their ass whooped by 41.
They collectively got their butts whooped, but let's be honest. Do you see anybody on the Thunder coming to play every single game whose name is not Shai Gilgeous-Alexander?
Hell, they do a commercial.
That's what I thought.
Hell, they do commercials with SGA, Jalen Williams, and Chet Holmgren. The other two need to show up too.
That's what I thought. You gave me the proper answer. That's why I focus on SGA, because he's the one that leads the wagon. He's the one that pulls the wagon.
Jalen Williams and Chet Holmgren need to show up too, damn it.
No, they need to show up, but the thing is, they don't.
Y'all can't be sharing commercials with SGA and think all the everything got to go to SGA. No, y'all two got to show up too. Y'all ain't them damn commercials with them. It ain't just SGA in them commercials. Y'all with them too.
Well, they need their butts whooped. And I think this will help them. Help them understand that they got to be a part of the festivities. But this is the issue that I have with Thunder. They're deep, but which one is going to be the consistent number two scorer? Now, I know you're going to say Jalen Williams. I know. But unfortunately, I don't hear his name enough. Chet Holmgren. I don't hear his name enough. One of those two need to have their names said often. Every game. And if there's going to be any reason why the Thunder do not win a championship, that's it. And they want to take the cues out the SGA, and it messes the whole flavor up for them. So remember,
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, we want you to appear in the Twin Cities at Target Center tonight. Your team needs you. Appear at the Twin Cities. This is All Points Bulletin for the 2025 Kia NBA Most Valuable Player. Appear at the Twin Cities tonight.
Your team needs you. Because no one else is going to show up for him.
I do not want to hop on Snowman's show tomorrow and have to shake my head because another team got their ass whooped on a goddamn holiday. I need this to end. Can one of y'all, can y'all lose by less than 10 for me? That's all I ask. Just lose by less than 10. That's all I ask.
So you hope that the Thunder got the butt whooping out the way, and you're hoping that the Timberwolves do not take a butt whooping in kind. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay.
Because if this happens again, you know what Snowman and them gonna do to me tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Playmaker. Looks like you're right again. What happened? Mm-hmm.
And you know I don't want to be right about this. I want this to end.
If routes in the playoffs is wrong, he don't want to be right.
That was actually a nice way of saying that. That was actually good. I give you that one.
Thank you.
I usually hate when you do that, but I got to give you that one.
Finally, thank
you. I got to give you that one. That was good. I ain't see that one coming. But yeah, you agree though. You should not be able to sit here and say, oh, Memorial Day. All right, somebody getting their ass whooped.
Well, the next one is Father's Day. So yeah. Now
Father's Day is doing the NBA finals.
That's what I'm saying. And that's if it extends to that. And normally I think it's gonna make it that way
because the finals don't start to June 5th.
That's what I'm saying. I think the finals I think the way they've scheduled as of late, if the series goes 7, I think it ends on Father's Day. So yeah.
When is Father's Day? Good gracious.
Father's Day is the 20th. No, sorry.
Father's Day is the 15th. Oh,
15th.
Lord.
Oh, so if the finals.
No, they're not touching Father's Day. They are not touching Father's Day.
They ain't playing on Father's Day.
They're not touching Father's Day.
Interesting, because they've been playing on Sundays for a good hot minute.
June 5th is on a Thursday. Game 2 would be Sunday, June 8th, then Wednesday, June 11th, Friday, June 13th, and Monday, June 16th. That would be that would look like that would probably be Game 6.
Game 6. Wow. So they ain't putting a Father's Day game on?
No, that'll be Game 5. That'll be Game 5. That'll be Game 5. Monday, June 16th. That'll be Game 5. Wow. Yeah, so from Friday, which is Game 4, they get the full weekend off, then they come back Monday.
They ain't playing a Father's Day game? Wow.
No. No.
Oh my goodness.
Thank you, Adam Silver.
What is the world coming to?
Thank you, Adam Silver. I don't have to deal with
that. The NBA is not playing a Father's Day game in the NBA Finals. Wow.
You know how pissed I would be if they did that and then somebody got their ass whooped on Father's Day? I'm like, what in the...
Well, you know, Snowman hates one Father's Day game. Hmm. Game 7, 2016 NBA Finals.
I don't know what to tell them.
Mr. Cleveland, this is for you, game.
Hey, you let two players go for 40, and they was on the same team. How you let that happen? And matter of fact, one of them had a 40-point triple-double with that.
I don't do shit. Shrug my shoulders on that.
I don't know what to tell them, but whew. Thank you for the NBA. Did not do Father's Day for me. Thank you. Well, so OKC Minnesota, you do me a favor. Give me a goddamn game tonight, so I can hop on this man's show tomorrow. You know, I'm talking about Brian Snow here, and I can feel good about what I'm going to say tomorrow.
Yeah. And Anthony, you're home. You did wonderful. You did wonderful Saturday. Now repeat that tonight. And do that with no hoes. No new ones. Heck, I should do another one and say no old hoes too.
Oh, Lord.
No old hoes, no new hoes. Just keep a steady, steady game. My brother, you're doing wonderful. And Tyrese, your team needed you, son. You were skiing down too many slopes. Ease up on the skiing. No snow bunnies.
Not yet.
No snow bunnies.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, and don't be like this fool here. Don't be like RG3. Why I have to tell you, because you going through so many snow bunnies to shut your milky behind up.
They ain't got nothing to do with this episode this time.
I'm just in fear of Tyrese going down too many slopes. That's all.
His dad's back in the building. He'll be fine.
I know he'll be fine, but will the joystick be fine? Stop skiing on them slopes, son.
Man, why you being funny? You want to be honest? The Pacers only lost game three. Just like the only games they lost.
Here's the problem, though. They played beautifully in the first half. They played their style in the first half. Got to a 20-point lead. They end up going in the halftime with a 13-point lead, was it? In the second half, they decided to basically take the air out of their own offense. And that tells me if the Knicks can force the Pacers to play half court most of the game, the Pacers will be in trouble. They need to be up and down. They need to basically be like the Eastern Conference version of the Thunder. They need to take every advantage of defense, get steals, get long rebounds off of missed threes or missed long range jumpers, and just simply take advantage of 2-on-1s, 3-on-1s, 3-on-2s, 4-on-2s in fast break opportunities.
Yeah. Hey. That would do it for today's special Memorial Day episode. You heard what he had to say. Which I don't know why I put up with it, but I do.
Why are you slandering me?
You the one that be slandering everybody else.
I don't know why I put up with it.
And mostly you be the stuff off the court. Like,
you know why you put up with it? Shooting Lights Off fam, you hear Playmaker snicker, so you know he appreciates the truth that I put forth.
But I hope y'all enjoyed this Memorial Day.
And yeah.
I pray that I have a great game tonight, because if somebody gets blown out tonight, I might blow a gasket on snowmen in the morning tomorrow.
Oh, Lord.
Because I'm sick and tired of having to say it's a holiday and I got to wait till somebody get their ass whooped.
Oh, well, remember, the petition's on. Let's do it right now. From Seattle to Boston, from San Diego to Miami, and all points in between. Let's petition the NBA to get LeBron James traded from the Lakers to the Warriors. LeBron James to the Warriors. We need to see it.
I'm not signing that petition. Goodbye.
You've done good. You've done great. But you can't stop here. You can't stop now. You got to keep going. Through all your trials and your tribulations, you got to keep pushing. Now, finish your camp.
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go. Gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the floor. Cause that's the only way to go. Let's go.
Thank you for tuning in today's episode. If you want to follow the podcast, you can follow it on all streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and a whole lot more. This has been Shooting the Lights Off.
Masterpiece.